You're locked into JJ and Alex. With the insight and analysis on the teams you can't live without. Presented by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, there's some hockey music there. A little Inner Sandman as we enter the ice.
Can't hate that.
Let that breathe a little bit. Welcome back. JJ and Alex, Jeremiah Jensen, Hans Olsen. Kind enough to join me.
Well, I brought sandwiches.
Army of sandwiches.
I did. I brought sandwiches. Here's
so
the deal.
So you've heard, you're just being a jerk. Because you know I'm trying to lose weight. You know.
What I know is when I turn on.
They're probably fake sandwiches, too. You're just.
When I turn on my nightly news and I'm watching my weather report and Kevin throws it to my sports report, I see a little skinny guy standing there and I'm like, that dude needs a sandwich.
I know you're lying. Now I know you're lying.
That was a masterpiece.
Kevin's on vacation. You're a liar.
That is not. But I want to say this. To any listener that wants to come out on the tarmac here at the Delta Center, come grab a sandwich. And to the next two listeners that pull up behind the Zone Sports Network wagon.
Here's a listener that just pulled up.
We'll run sandwiches out to you. So I bought these sandwiches to bring down here to Scotty.
Scott Gerard joins us live.
You know what?
Welcome.
The generosity of Hans Olsen knows no bounds. I'm literally shocked that these made it here.
You got them for half off somewhere. Come on.
Scotty and I have been together on air for 10 years, and Scotty has seen me walk away from remotes with some things.
Things disappear.
This tray of sandwiches, I thought he was actually going to stop me. I thought you were going to put a hand in my chest and say.
No, I was enjoying every moment of it. I was amused. And by the way, for the record, you did not initiate the exchange.
Yeah.
That was like, would you like a carton of sandwiches? And I'm like, there's no way Hans turns this down. There's no way Hans turns this down. The fact that it's here being offered to Jeremiah Jensen, now that surprises me a little bit.
Well, I just said the next two listeners that pull up right behind the Zone Sports Network van, which is just right here on, what is this, West Temple? Is this West Temple that runs east-west?
300 West and South Temple.
You pull up right behind us, or just pull up on the tarmac. Anybody, you can come down and grab a sandwich. We got you covered. Come eat.
How many of these did you knock down on the way here, though?
Three.
Okay.
Yeah, three of them. Yep.
They're small. They're compact.
Yeah, I know. They're really tight.
That's
so
true.
All right. You doing, JJ?
I'm good. It's been a crazy week.
It has been.
In a good way.
Oh,
as
this
you guys
is awesome.
I mean, you're experiencing this along with me is, you know, I've worked here 20 years, and I've never seen anything quite like this in that time. That's post-Olympic games when that was announced. I wasn't part of all that. But I was, you know, living here, going to school. But as from a media standpoint, covering something, this has been phenomenal. And it keeps going. We've had a lot of other stuff going on, too. I mean, the whole drama of BYU men's basketball is going on at the same time.
Man.
Yeah.
You know, we had Utah State. I mean, it's just the last 2, 3, 4 weeks, even, you know, if you want to include March Madness, it's just been insane. And I thought because the Jazz were going to make the playoffs that things would be pretty chill. But I'm glad to be wrong. This is fun.
Well, yeah, but this NHL team, you know, this is Salt Lake's baby. And we're all going to be taking care of it for a long time.
I'm excited. I'm glad you guys are joining us. Scott Gerard, Hans Olsen, Jeremiah Jensen, here to break all this down and get you guys ready for the NHL coming to Utah and for the presser coming up later. For an incredible selection on Kia, Subaru, Chevy, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram, visit Doug Smith Dealerships in American Fork and Spanish Fork. Great service starts with know-how, and nobody knows how like Doug. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Was that better? I've been working on it. No one's better at that than Alex Keery. I'm trying to get better. All right, NHL to Utah is the cut at 4 o'clock. Let's get to it.
It's time for the biggest story of the day. This is What Made the Cut with JJ and Alex on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
There were a lot of factors. It was a fairly complicated three-party transaction. The goal was to preserve hockey to the extent we could in Arizona and establish a new franchise in Utah. So the Coyotes are going to be inactive with the right to reactivate when a new building is built within the next 5 years, and the players and hockey operations are going to be shifted to Utah, and Ryan Smith and his partners are going to own and operate that, and the team will play in the Delta Center.
There you go. That's Gary Bettman, the NHL commissioner, speaking on this deal to move the Arizona Coyotes to Utah and to start a new franchise here in Utah. One of the interesting things that I saw the last 24 hours was our friends down at Arizona Sports, they had the owner of the Arizona Coyotes on, Alex Morello. And I watched some of that.
Interesting
it's
dude,
radio
to say
and
the least.
TV. Interesting is kind.
Yeah.
Wow. And I listened to him for 5 minutes, and I could realize already why they were having problems. And it gave me a greater appreciation. Now, I'm not just like piling. I mean, you can say what you want about Ryan Smith. I'm not like trying to heap praise on him that's not warranted, whatever. But I watch Morello, and I'm watching Ryan talk, and I'm like, I can't imagine how awful it's been for fans in Arizona to have to deal with that, and how fortunate we are to have what we have here with Ryan Smith, a young, innovative owner, tech billionaire that wants to do everything the right way. You can have pro sports in your town. It doesn't mean or guarantee it's going to be great. And I can't imagine what it would be like for a fan down there to put up with some of the stuff they've had to put up with.
You know, Hans, I can't remember who it was I asked this to, because we've had so many hockey guests over the last couple weeks. But I asked one of our guests who takes responsibility, the highest percentage of responsibility of the failures in Phoenix and in Arizona. And he said it's like 85% ownership. And so I'm like, all right. And then I watched a lot of that press conference, listened to a lot of the press conference. Lloyd played a bunch of cuts, and you hear him talking like, yeah, okay, yeah. I get it.
Wow.
It makes sense. You know, I hate the media. You own TV stations. You own radio stations. I hate the media, blah, 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 you know. And hearing all the things that were said and how it was handled and talking to various media members down there and just fans of hockey down there, I feel bad a little bit, just a smidgen. Because their ineptitude just landed us an NHL franchise here in Salt Lake City. So I'm not going to feel too bad. I'm going to enjoy this. But still, yeah, those fans down there were done dirty, for sure. There's no doubt about it.
Well, that was Gamadoro, and he's the one that is really tied in and would really know. And he didn't really shy away from putting a number on it. You did ask another individual, and I can't remember who it was, and he was like, I'm a little bit too tied. I don't know if I can give you that number, which told us it's 100%.
Yeah.
You know, for basically from that guy, because he was biting his tongue a bit. But I can speak to this. I mean, I can't help on a lot of aspects, but I can help on this aspect. Ownership of professional sports organizations is important. It is. It's really important. And I've had relationships with different owners. We were talking about the Utah Blaze. That was Robert Garf. Mm-hmm. And I still have a good relationship with Matt Garf and John Garf, because when I showed back up after years back in Indy and in New Orleans and I came back here, Robert housed us. He brought us in, brought my family in. We all sat down. He told us how excited he was, that we're family, that we'll always be family, we'll always be connected. And that made a difference. You know, I know that Jim Irsay has got his problems with the Colts. And there's no question. And I've told Scotty some of the stories at like Christmas parties, and there's some things that he definitely needs to work on. But one thing was really clear. He would give you everything he possibly could to win a championship. He really did want to win, and it was really clear. And I know with some of the higher-ups or some of the higher players like Peyton Manning and Jeff Saturday and those guys, I know those guys had a very good relationship with him as an owner. I think it's important. As a player, I'm showing up. And what's crazy is we consume sports. We don't realize that there is a relationship between the owner of that organization and the guys that are playing for that organization. There is a true, genuine, well-sought-out relationship. And Scotty was talking about some of the people that are put in place to make sure that families are welcomed with open arms, that they have things that they – all the things that they need to feel comfortable. But as a player, the more I trust you as an owner, the more I put into it. I know people are like, what are you talking about? It's all about $7 or $10 million. It's about $25 million. It's about the next contract. yeah, money is really nice, but playing for somebody that you really respect is a difference.
You can make the money anywhere if you're that good.
Yeah.
Where you make that money matters to that person.
So to that point, yeah. Ryan Smith is important in this.
I was talking to somebody close to a team here in, you know, that, okay, I'll just say that played for the Jazz. And they were talking about how much they appreciated the fact, and this sounds really simple, but there is a player's family lounge down in the Delta Center where the families of the players, wives, kids can go, and they love the fact that they actually had food for the kids in there. They're like, where we were at before, we had to go to the concession stand and buy food. Like, food's provided, and they were just over the, like, these are multimillionaires that can buy their own concessions, and I'm sure a previous ownership group said, like, I cut you a big check, like, go buy your own damn concessions. But they would go down there, and the kids had chicken strips and nachos and stuff like that. And they're like, we can't tell you how much that means to us. Like, little things like that that the Millers did before, that the Smith family does now, and Smith Entertainment Group. I can tell you, because I've seen it up close in person on the business side of the operation when we were owned by the Jazz, the amount of work and time and effort that goes into making sure that if somebody gets traded for, okay, here's the housing, here's the school districts, this is where you want to be, let's help you out here, let's give you this temporary housing, not just put you in a Motel 6, but yep. this is where we're going to put you out at. This is, you know, and the amount of work and effort and resources that they put in, because they understand we're not going to be able to combat the knife light thing, so we're going to make everything else above and beyond and make it as pleasant of an experience as possible. And I think these Coyote players are going to be shocked by how well they're treated here.
Okay, so let me ask you both this, because you've been in this market longer than me, and I've been in here 18 years doing the media thing. Have you guys heard of a Jazz player that has left? Now, he might be unhappy in the moment, that has left and then talked trash about Salt Lake City or Utah after he left.
Publicly?
Publicly.
I mean, Ennis was the one, but yeah. Ennis never went after the community. He went after the team a little bit. Or did he?
Did he go after
when
Utah?
He was after he left. Remember, he was asked what he liked. The mountains. He missed about Utah. You know, all he had to say was the mountains.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a little bit of a slap to the community. And I don't want to sit here and defend Ennis Cantor 10 years later, but he was just kind of
an weird dude.
Idiot.
Yeah.
And he didn't know and understand what he was doing. He was just kind of playing. He was playing out his.
He wanted to be a WWE heel.
He was playing out his Pro Wrestling Federation, and he had turned heel.
Yeah, yep.
It was kind of immature and silly, and I think he probably regrets it 10 or whatever years later. But, no, to answer your question, have I heard things that I wouldn't, like, repeat on the radio? Yeah, there's been some players that left here frustrated and upset. I think recently there was a player I know that wanted to be here and expected to be here and is no longer here, and they're a little bitter about it. But not publicly saying Utah sucks, I hated it there, terrible organization, terrible people. None of that. No, you're right. It's a good point. As the people, once they get here, look at Jordan Clarkson coming here, who's totally embraced being here. There's no one has come here and had a horrible time that I know of, outside of something that happened within the team or with their playing time or whatever. They've come here and they've been treated like kings and queens.
Yeah, we can't get Darren Williams out of the state now.
Which is great. And a tribute to Darren. Guys, Darren had every reason to never come here ever, ever again.
Yeah.
Whenever he came back here, I remember I was covering a game one night. He came back with the Mavericks. He got booed every time he touched the ball.
Yeah.
I thought there's no way he'll ever come back here. He lives here now.
Yeah, he does.
Darren, if you're listening, I'm sure you do. You're a big fan of our show. It's been great to see Darren here multiple times, come back, shake his hand. And I guarantee you Darren wishes he could go back and change some things. He was a young player who made some really immature mistakes and decisions, and he's tried to right a lot of those wrongs, and now he's here, and he wants to come back here and feel loved again. And I think he has recognized that this place was special. He just didn't know it in the moment because he was too young and naive and maybe blind to the situation, because he was a star NBA basketball player, and he had designs outside of town here.
Yeah. I really think that it's a great landing spot, and I do think that the players that are going to be landing here with the NHL, I think that this is going to be a perfect fit. And I think the buzz is going to start pretty quick.
Yeah.
I think it's going to start pretty quick. I can speak from the Blaze point of view, from the Blaze perspective. I was with them for 2 years before jumping into media. And obviously, we housed a lot of guys from out of state, a lot of guys from out of the South, a lot of guys from back East. And they loved Utah. They loved it, man. When they showed up.
Some of those guys have stayed.
A lot of those guys have stayed. They loved Utah. And so I'm excited for the NHL to get a feel. And by the way, it's not just happenstance that it ended up with Ryan Smith. The NHL is betting on Salt Lake City.
No doubt. No question about it. Gary Bettman wanted this thing here. 2034 Winter Olympics coming. It's not a coincidence that all this stuff has come together. One last thought in this segment, guys, I wanted to throw your way, and it's something I've been thinking about over the last 24 hours, is we have the Utah Jazz here. We have BYU and Utah back together in the Big 12. You have a lot of stuff going on with that. You're seeing college basketball improve and get better. Just this last year with two teams making the NCAA tournament, Utah State makes it. So the college basketball thing is getting better. You add the NHL to this. The Winter Olympics are coming. We're talking about having a Major League Baseball team here. You're looking at the sports landscape here, and I've been here for 20 years. I grew up near here. We all grew up in the region.
Yeah.
If we didn't grow up here, we've been around this. I cannot believe what's happening here and how incredible it is. And as sports fans in this state, in this community, to be able to have this many options and this many opportunities to see sports at the highest level. It's not just the Jazz anymore. It's just unbelievable to think about and what's possible in the future.
I mean, look, we're looking at the span of 4 or 5 years where we might have 3 out of the 4 major sports here. I think the NHL is going to be crazy successful. Obviously, the Jazz and 2 Power 5 teams playing big boy college football and big boy college basketball. Yeah, you know, 20 years ago, you and I kind of started in the market about the same time in the early 2000s, where you got 2 Mountain West schools that nobody could see on the Food Network,
yep.
Essentially. The Jazz were the Jazz, which was awesome. And then, you know, the Grizzlies and the Bees, and that was
yep.
it,
yep.
you know. And
yep.
how things have changed and the direction of this market has just been phenomenal to watch. We are looking at a revolution of sports here in Salt Lake City and in Utah. And I'm telling you, man, to have a front row seat, it is awesome. It is absolutely awesome.
One for Ryan Smith to open that up on a website
yep.
yesterday, and within the first 2 hours have 7,000, and as of today, over 20,000 and climbing. It just shows you that we can handle it. And let me tell you both, if we were opening up a Major League Baseball team tomorrow and they started the same website and they had deposits for season tickets, I could tell you, even if it was competing, I could tell you that would fill up as well.
Based on what I've seen with this NHL thing, with 21,000 ticket deposits in 24 hours, MLB would have 31.
I truly believe that.
Could yep. even get up to 4. I'm telling you.
I
truly believe
here
that. Are so thirsty for the best sports in the world. And I failed to mention Major League Soccer, who now has Messi. Real Salt Lake is winning. That's an exciting product. That's been thriving for the last 15 years. They've already won a cup. Like, there's just so much greatness in our sports landscape here. And for all of you listening, like, this is special, and this is everything you could ask for outside of getting the NFL, which, I, you know, that's a pipe dream. But I thought, oh, this was
yeah,
a pipe dream.
100%.
5 years ago,
yep,
I thought
yep.
this was a pipe dream.
I mean, I remember the day when we found out, because when we found out we were getting a Arena Football League, and I'm thinking, wow. This is really cool.
Yeah.
This is really, really cool to have arena football in Salt Lake City. Well, guess what? Those days are way in the rearview mirror now. I mean, and look, I love the AFL. I'm still a huge fan of the AFL, and I think under the right management, AFL could be successful. But the fact that we're welcoming in the National Hockey League and Major League Baseball as Utah's one of the front runners to nab an expansion. I mean, in 2 years, I think, you know, the timeline we keep hearing is – you know, 2026, well, they'll name the expansion. We may know in 2 years whether we have Major League Baseball.
You know, it's hard to believe. It's really hard to believe that just a couple of years ago, Ryan Smith had money and nothing else. Now he's got Major League Soccer, NBA, NHL, and who knows what else he's got in his back pocket. You know, I was just talking with Scotty, I'm like, WNBA is expanding. The WNBA is expanding. I could see Ryan Smith being like,
why not?
That's a solid investment. Let's
go.
Why
not?
You know,
bring him in here in the summer. Why not?
I know we're looking at the Olympics in 10 years. In 10 years, where are we with the NFL? And if we're housing everything here and it's all full and we've got a beautiful infrastructure and we've got all the corporate sponsorship that we could possibly handle, what's to say that the NFL's not – let's go take a look at Utah.
Never say never, because while we're thriving here and our economy's thriving here and there's a hunger for it, that's not the case in every city in the United States. And I'm not saying the Chiefs are going to move, but just look at that situation in Kansas City. And you'll understand how fragile team ownership is and how you go a long time without getting new facilities, and eventually you're going to have to renovate those, and how you do it and how it's done, that kind of thing can cause and jar loose a team, as we just saw this week, to have to move.
Yeah.
And I know that blows your mind, like the Kansas City Chiefs could move. Of course they could. Any franchise could move if they don't have what they need. So – this idea that it could never happen, I've seen enough now in the last week to realize that's not the case. So dream big. Would you need a massive multi-billion dollar owner? At this point, to get in the NFL, you got to be Walmart or something.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. The Broncos owner, right, Scotty?
Yep,
I mean, they're
100%.
Literally owned by Walmart.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not going to be one dude. It's going to be a collection, and Ryan Smith understands that the Smith & Entertainment Group is a collection of investors. And it's going to take something like that, but don't think small. We can now think big.
Yep.
So it's not crazy.
How's it well?
That it could ever happen.
How's it well? Show up.
Yep.
Make it big, and who knows what could happen.
Yeah, but I will say, like, don't make no mistake, the Major League Baseball is looking very closely on how this is going to work.
Oh, guaranteed.
And that's guaranteed. Why it kind of stinks that the A's went to Sacramento, because that would have been a golden opportunity for us. Although you don't want the A's here permanently, because that's a garbage organization. You wanted them to come to town to prove to Major League Baseball that you could do it.
Yep.
I just overheard Lloyd say that the Broncos are being run like they are Walmart. So not cool. Not cool, Lloyd.
We'll talk off air. I don't want to. Not on air. Not on air.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, Hans and Scotty will continue here. You guys here for the rest of the hour here? Okay.
We got you.
Let's move forward. Let's go. I think everybody wants to know how good this team's going to be. And you guys had a guest on your show. I want to hear a cut from Frank Saravalli giving people an idea of what we have coming here. I think that's really important. We'll get to that next on JJ and Alex. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Calm.
Accessing.
When TV and radio collide.
Love it.
Wow. This is what you get. You're listening to JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars.
Don't touch that dial.
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back. Jeremiah Jensen, Scott Gerard, Hans Olsen, live here at Delta Center. JJ and Alex, we press on now at 4:36. I think that, guys, now that there's a team here, like we're basking in the joy of this moment of having an NHL team. Let's be honest, we don't want this team to suck. We want this team to be good. We want something that's going to be – I think – people in Seattle and Vegas were kind of spoiled because those teams were good right out of the gate. But I'm looking at this situation with the players that they're bringing over. I love their head coach. Seems really solid. I'm hearing great things about him. Their GM, he did things that were difficult because he really had it hard because he was his hands were tied because his owner was a weirdo.
That's what's going to be really fascinating in this whole thing is – obviously, you keep him and you spend the year working with him and saying, okay, you know, do our leadership styles mesh up? Do our ways of our vision of these teams mesh before you make a decision on that? He certainly earned that right. But I think that the more you dig into this and the more you learn about how this team is built and what's available to them over the next couple of years in terms of draft picks and salary cap space, like this guy's going to be a kid in a candy store right now.
No
because
doubt.
Ryan Smith is going to want to win and want to win quickly. And so he's like, what do you need? What do you need to be successful? Well, I need this, this, and this. Right? Go do it. Go do it. I got you. That's the one thing that Ryan's been with the Jazz. Now, Danny Ainge has wanted to tear the thing down. Ryan wants to win. And so Danny's taking the long game approach. That's not what the Jazz trajectory, I don't think, has much to do with Ryan Smith as it does Danny Ainge.
No question.
Danny Ainge wants the long game. Ryan is impatient. And if this GM for the Coyotes wants to win, Ryan's like, I want to win. So what do we need to win? You need this? All right, let's go get it. You need this player? What do I need to go get him? Let's go. Let's do it.
So I've got a couple thoughts on it, too. First and foremost, you've got a top 30 scorer in Clayton Keller, and he's locked up through 27-28. I believe that was the year, right, Scotty?
Yeah.
27-28. And he's a top 30 scorer. So what does score mean? Well, they take the assists and they take the goals, they combine them. That gives you your scoring. And this guy is the real deal. So he's a big-time player. The other thought I had, and I shared this with Scotty a couple days ago, this isn't going to be like the NBA. I don't feel like there's going to be as much pushback with free agency here. Like,
no.
Oh, I don't want to go to Salt Lake. Oh, the nightlife. Oh, you know, the Draymond Green.
Whether that narrative is true or not or whatever, you're absolutely right.
I feel like with Ryan Smith's influence, and when these guys see what NHL is going to be in Utah, they are going to want to flock here. You're going to be able to have access to the top free agents that aren't going to say, no, I don't want to go there. They're going to want to come here.
That's a great point.
So I think you've got that wrapped up with Scotty's point on Ryan Smith doing everything that he possibly can. I feel like we're in a pretty darn good situation here in the state of Utah to house an NHL team because of everything that it really holds for these players.
You're going to have players from different provinces in Canada, Ontario, Quebec. You're going to have players from Finland and Sweden. They're gonna love the winter.
This is
they're
their climate.
Love Park
yeah.
City. They're
yep.
gonna love the mountains. It's gonna be familiar to them.
And how many European players complain about where they're playing? You know,
zero.
You know, look, you got Lauri Markkanen, who's just fine here. You know, had the Jazz been drafting Jokic in the middle of that Taco Bell commercial and not the Denver Nuggets, Jokic would have been just fine here.
Think about Rudy.
Rudy wanted to stay here.
European players love it, and Canadians are going to love it. And remember, this league is comprised of more Canadians than it is Americans.
100%. No doubt about that. You guys had Frank Saravalli on your show today, and I was able to listen to that interview. It was great. Hockey insider and president of hockey content at Daily Faceoff. He's one of the premier media people in the game. He said this about this franchise and what we're getting from an operation standpoint, players, coaches, etc.
If they're super aggressive this summer and if they are making moves and trades and signing free agents, I think they have an outside shot. I'd say like a 30 to 40% chance to make the playoffs next year with the foundation that they've built. But I would say if they play their cards right and remain true to this build in a certain aspect, meaning help support some of it, but don't let that get in the way of what you're trying to do ultimately, which is build a sustainable winner. I'd say 2 years from now, meaning in 2026, you should have the Utah Hockey Club or whatever they end up being called skating in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
So there you go. Frank Saravalli talking about what this team has to work with.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about Ryan Smith, and for good reason, because if he wants to win and he's going to be aggressive,
yeah.
He's got the cap space, he's got a GM that is just can't wait to get to work without the shackles he had in Arizona, and you've got a good young roster, you're going to have a ton of draft picks. You have a 7.5% chance of winning the NHL draft lottery. So there's a lot of things that they can use here to build a great hockey team that could be on the ice in October. Guys, this team could win immediately, and a year from now, we're celebrating getting the team here. A year from now, we could have Stanley Cup playoff hockey in Salt Lake City. Sound good?
Well, I just think that people around here probably don't understand the magnitude of that. But the more I talk to people that are involved with NHL, that is something that this place has never experienced. And I honestly can't say that I've been to an NHL playoff game. I have been to multiple Frozen Fury games here in the mm-hmm. Delta Center, and I've loved it, and it's great energy. But, you know, they bring the Kings in, and you've got some Kings fans that come in, and it's already exciting. But I got to imagine those playoffs. You can't. So I've got a really, really close friend that is a multi-millionaire.
Honk.
And was my college roommate and absolutely loved the guy. I turn my phone and I show Scotty a picture of him. It's game seven of the World Series, and I can't remember, but 3-4 years ago, and he's front row. And, you know, he's got the perfect seat. He texts me, and he's like, I cannot get a seat to a playoff game at the Golden Knights.
And wow. He went to a World Series and got in pretty easily, didn't he?
Yeah, was right there, front row, and could not get a ticket to the Golden Knights. Now, Vegas, I think, shuts the door on that, and they make sure that –
there's 17,000 in Mobile Arena, whatever. You could get 60,000 baseball stadium, apples and oranges a little bit, but I get your point.
And I think Vegas, I think when the playoffs hit, I think it's full of 17,000 corporate sponsors.
Possibly.
I think it's full of the money.
Yeah.
Like the actual money that's like, oh, here's $18 million Golden Knights for some digital representation. And I do believe that the buzz and excitement will continue to build here. And I think corporate dollars was a big reason why NHL actually landed here in Utah.
No doubt about it. This is not what it was 10, 20 years ago. This market has changed. The tech boom has changed this market, and Ryan Smith is a product of that boom. And all of a sudden, you have people who have deep pockets and groups that have deep pockets, and they need to do business. And what better place to do business than at a professional sporting event? Makes perfect sense. The marriage of corporate and pro sports makes so much sense.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. All right, golfers, you don't want to miss the Uinta Golf multi-vendor demo and fitting event this Saturday from 10 to 4 at Mulligan's Golf and Games. This big one-day event is your chance to demo the hottest new products, meet with golf manufacturer reps, and get custom fit for your new clubs. All purchases, all backed by our 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to theworldwidegolf.com and book your custom fitting today this Saturday at Mulligan's Golf and Games. Get there. All right, Jeremiah Jensen, Scott Girard, Hans Olsen will be here all the way up to 5 o'clock when Ryan Smith will address the media about his purchase and being granted an NHL hockey franchise. We'll be right back after this.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're locked into JJ and Alex. With the insight and analysis on the teams you can't live without. Presented by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
And we got some new hockey fans here. We're feeding you guys. Thanks for stopping by. Enjoy your sandwich. Come back next week for the thing at the Plaza on Wednesday. That'll be fun. JJ and Alex, Jeremiah Jensen, joined by Scott Girard, Hans Olsen, having some fun here. We are going to take you right up to the well, we have a break before, but Ryan Smith is going to address the media at 5 o'clock here at Delta Center. We'll bring that entire press conference to you live right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We look forward to that. And we were talking in the break, and we've been talking to people about how incredible it has been in the last 24 hours to see how we've already embraced this great sport and in the National Hockey League. 21,000 season ticket deposits for an arena that at max, once it's renovated, will hold 17,000. That's insane, guys.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And the fact that this is, the people are on a list. People are going to get turned away for tickets, and we're only a day into it. My goodness. It's nuts.
Well, you know, I know that Major League Baseball has its group. It's got its fan base. But, Jeremiah, I feel like the hockey world is separate from the NBA world.
It's different.
And I
in
think
a good
that
way.
Out of the 21,000 people that just put their $100 deposits to hold season tickets, what do you think the crossover on that 21,000 is? Maybe 5,000, 7,000?
What do you think, Scotty?
I gotta be careful. Let's just say in a lot of the tracking numbers of the Frozen Fury of who bought tickets for that and who crossed over and bought Jazz tickets. Not a lot of crossover.
Which I'm sure went into the research into purchasing the NHL.
Yeah. That's awesome. Because you're tapping into an entire potential fan base that isn't going to Jazz games.
Yeah.
Like, you have your NBA fans. You have people who love the Utah Jazz. And we have loved the Utah Jazz for 45 years since they came here. But now you're opening this door up to a hockey community here that is definitely here. I talked to Jay Stevens in our first hour, and I talked about, my dad told me stories. He used to go to the Salt Lake Golden Eagles games. They were a bigger draw than the Jazz in 1979 through 1983 before the Jazz started making the playoffs, before they got good. And he took my grandparents to a game, and they were sitting pretty close to the glass. There was more bad seats at the Salt Palace back then for these Golden Eagles games, which was the hottest ticket in town. Hockey was the best, top, most watched pro sport in town in the 70s and early 80s. And there was a fight that broke out, and he couldn't believe, my grandparents were like, just absolutely, they had no idea what they were getting into. And somebody threw a chair and a stick. I mean, it was nuts. This is like late 70s, early 80s hockey. This is back when they didn't wear any protection, you know?
Yeah.
And the sport has come a long way, but I bring that up because there are people here who have loved hockey for years, and they're finally going to get a chance to see it here and have it in their home. At the highest level, the best hockey players in the world are coming here. Sidney Crosby's coming here. Alex Ovechkin's coming here. Go down the list. They're all coming here. This is big time.
So a couple of other thoughts on that. And Scotty and JJ, I'm sure that you guys have felt this as well. As the NBA has changed and evolved, because it has changed and evolved from the Michael Jordans and the John Stocktons and the Karl Malones and going so high offensively and LeBron James becoming the big name and the big star, a lot of things along the way have rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. I've got friends that just left the NBA altogether.
Right.
And I've got one of my best friends was one of the biggest Jazz fans you'd ever meet in your life. And as we started to kind of move into the 2013s, 2015s, he threw his hands in the air and he said, "Nope, I'm done. Not doing it. Not wasting my time with it." He did not like the fouls. He did not like the personalities. He did not like the politics. He did not like all those things that come with the NBA. And so I think that there's a branch of Jazz fans or NBA fans that left the NBA that are waiting for something, like something that they can truly embrace and love. And, yep. And the NHL is that catch net.
The NHL player will really align itself well with that disenfranchised fan base.
1,000%.
1%. 100%.
I've already talked to the buddy that left, that just won't even – I won't even talk to him about the NBA because I don't want to hear any of that crap. I can promise you that guy is going to buy season tickets to the NHL because the NHL is kind of opposite of that.
Yeah.
They have not gotten aligned politically. You just don't hear – all of these comments coming from these NHL players of, no, this is the line that we've got to draw in the sand. And there's a lot of people here that like that.
Great point. We got to take a break. Ryan Smith live on NHL in Utah right after this.